Bermuda is a British island territory in the North Atlantic Ocean. The tourist brochures sell its balmy turquoise waters and pink sand beaches. For the super rich, Bermuda offers even more, a tax haven with 0% tax rates. Among over 13 million documents in the Paradise Papers are revelations that Britain's Queen has $17 million invested offshore in Bermuda and the Cayman Islands. There's nothing illegal in the investments, but royal finance expert David McClure says it's not a good look for the monarch.
If the money has been invested in a tax haven, I would have thought it'd be extremely embarrassing for the Queen and the royal family. We expect higher standards of the Queen in terms of where their investments are located.
Many of the Paradise Papers deal with clients of the global offshore law firm Appleby, based in Bermuda. The papers show a key aide of Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is linked to offshore schemes. There are also details relating to InAccess frontman Michael Hutchinson's disputed estate. Jason Ward, a spokesman for Tax Justice Network Australia, says the papers reveal the rich live under a different set of rules.
Well, I think it tells us that large multinational corporations and rich individuals play by one set of rules, and the rest of us who work for a living play by a different set of rules. They're basically able to rig the global tax system in a way where they're able to avoid their obligations to society. And that has direct implications for the funding of our schools, hospitals, and other essential services.
The Australian Tax Office says it's been working closely with international and domestic authorities in anticipation of the Paradise Papers leak. It's investigated 19 companies that appear to be exploiting a scheme known as cross-currency interest rate swaps. 13 more are under review. Treasurer Scott Morrison says Australia has one of the toughest jurisdictions on multinational tax avoidance anywhere in the world.
The ATO has said that Australia's laws, particularly on multinational tax avoidance, are exactly what they need to be to enable the ATO to get their job done. And the ATO has said they have the resources and the laws. They've got more than 1,000 people at the ATO who are working specifically on issues relating to companies and multinationals and private companies.
The ATO has been investigating the Australian arm of mining and agriculture giant Glencore. It's moved billions of dollars through Bermuda using the cross-currency interest rate scheme to try to minimise its tax liabilities. Jason Ward of Tax Justice Network Australia says the system needs to be changed.
Unfortunately, most of what's going on here has been legal, and what we need to do is change it so it's illegal. I mean, we need to basically shut down the ability for multinational corporations and rich individuals and elected officials to be using these systems, and to make it fully illegal for them to do so, because the impacts are real. This is not a victimless crime. Real people are hurting in terms of not having access to healthcare and education.
Meanwhile, US President Donald Trump's Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross is among the names of more than 120 politicians from nearly 50 countries associated with the leak. The papers reveal that Mr. Ross has a stake in a shipping company that does business with a gas producer partly owned by the son-in-law of Russian President Vladimir Putin.